In the race to the White House, the candidates are taking different approaches in the final days leading up to the first debate.
These riots are law-abiding African-American residents who live in these communities where the crime is so rampant. Drugs are a very, very big factor in what you're watching on television at night.
He said his tough law and order agenda, which now includes backing stop and frisk, a practice a federal judge said discriminated against minorities, would benefit black Americans.
Our job is not to make life more comfortable for the violent disruptor, but to make life more comfortable for the African American parent trying to raise their kids in peace.
World peace was the topic of a letter from 75 retired career diplomats slamming Trump as entirely unqualified to serve as president. Most of the diplomats who signed the letter haven't been publicly associated with politics.
Meanwhile, a Politico analysis of campaign finance reports found that the Trump campaign has paid Trump's businesses $8.2 million. That's about 7% of the campaign's total spending.
Hillary Clinton spent the day behind closed doors preparing for Monday night's debate. That left running mate Tim Kaine as the campaign's top messenger.
Governor, we see challenges all over the country, challenges of gulfs and gaps that exist between communities and law enforcement. We got to put them on the table. They're not easy, but we can do that. We can do that with a calm and peaceful spirit.
Clinton also reached out to millennial voters, appearing on the new installment of comic Zach Galifianakis's web series Between Two Ferns that went online this morning.
It's pretty special.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.